I guess everybody needs a walk-up song, right? That was mine. Thank you, Pastor Derry. Thank you for this opportunity for me to stand before your people and deliver the word that God has given me. So I'm going to ask you guys, pray with me. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for being who you are in our lives, oh God. Lord, thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us. We will continue to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Lord, we ask that you today, being the best day of our lives, Lord, continue to give us what we need. Lord, continue to give us our word that we rhema for us, oh God, something that we can live by and be able to use to build our faith. So, Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we ask that you use the speaker today, Lord, to deliver a word that people will be able to take and be life-changing. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as I stand before you guys, it forces me to think back at a time when I was a young boy. I've had a lot of opportunities to speak or teach, but there was a time when I was a young man, or I'd say a young boy, where I went to church with my mother, and we would go to my great-grandparents' church. When I was a little boy, my great-grandmother married a Pentecostal preacher. And one particular Sunday while we were at church, after service, he called people up to be prayed for. And he called me up. I'm 12 years old. And he lays hands on me. First, he spoke into my life, and he laid hands on me. And what he told me at 12 was that one day you're going to be preaching and teaching God's word. As a 12-year-old, we'll hear something like that, and that's something that we would take and we would throw it away, correct? See, what he didn't know on that particular Sunday, he didn't know what my mom had gone through to get me to church that day. See, I wanted to stay home and watch the Raiders and Pittsburgh Steelers play. I didn't want to go to church. I fought her to go to church that day. Little did I know what was going to happen. Little did I know that a word was going to be spoken over my life. Somebody was going to pray. So as he's praying for me, what do you guys think I was doing? I'm sitting up there looking at him. This dude is out of his mind. He's crazy. There's no way that I'm going to be the one that's going to be preaching or teaching God's word. See, a 12-year-old at that time doesn't have the capabilities, the understanding to know that one day isn't tomorrow. A 12-year-old thinks that one day is going to be the next day. A 12-year-old thinks that one day is going to be 2 days from now. So in my mind, I'm thinking, there's no way that I'm going to be the one teaching or preaching God's word. Understanding as a 12-year-old, what I did is I fought that. I ran from it. It was something that I tried to suppress and try to keep away. But God kept bringing it back up. And every time God would bring it back up, I would throw it away and I would do things to make myself be further and further away from God because I didn't want to be that person. I couldn't see myself being that person, so I ran from it. It took a series of things that happened in my life. It took me being able to go through the valleys and going through the dark times and going through the rough times and coming to a time when I was in my 20s where I had no more hope and I had no more understanding of what I could do with my life, thinking that God had forsaken me, thinking that God did not want me. Then I realized that God was actually working on me. Then I all of a sudden realized that God was taking me through those trials and those times in my life for him to be able to build me up to a time where he was going to be able to use me. We all have our experiences. We all have our testimonies. We all have things that we've gone through in life that leads us up to where we are right now today. So I'm going to say this. Take heed to what you hear. When something is spoken to you, no matter what age it is, I'm looking at young people in here right now. No matter when that time is, when that word is spoken to you, take heed to it. Because you never know what God is going to do. You never know how God is going to use you. Can you put up Mark 4:24 for me? And he said to them, It's Mark 4:24, and he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure you give will be measured in knowledge. Measure that comes back to you, and more be given to you who hear. So I was hearing God's word. My mom was taking me to church, and I was having opportunities where I was hearing more and more what God's word is. There's come a time where I was going to church on my own, and God was sharpening me, and he was showing me how he wanted me to live this life. He was showing me about things that I was doing in my life that was going to take me to the next level, to the next level, and to the next level. And on Bible study the other night, I was talking about Moses. We were talking about what Moses had to go through before he got to the point where he actually went back to Egypt to free the Israelites from the Egyptians' slavery, oppression. And in that, let's go to Exodus 3:9. We know that Moses had already left Egypt. He had left Egypt because he had killed someone. He was out in the wilderness, and he's in the land of Midian, and he had married and he had children, and at that time he had become a shepherd. And while he was shepherding, he would look up on the mountain, God's mountain, and he would see that flame out there, and he would wonder what that flame was all about. So one day Moses went up onto the mountain and he encountered God. He saw God face to face. And when he saw God for the first time, God gave him an instruction. God gave him something to do that day. This is what the word says, starting in verse 9. Now behold, the cry of the Israelites have come to me, and I have also seen how the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. And Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? So I told you guys about that 12-year-old boy, right? So that 12-year-old boy was thinking back, and he was like, who am I going to be the one who goes out and preach God's word? Moses was questioning his abilities. He was questioning who he was. He was questioning the fact that, can he be the one who actually go and do what God had called him to do? But listen to what God said to him. God said, I will surely be with you. And this shall be the sign to you that I have sent you. You have brought the people out of Egypt, and you shall serve on this mountain. So the key thing in this is that God said, I will be with you. See, we need to understand that when God gives you an assignment, when he calls you to do something, he just doesn't call you and send you out. He calls you and sends you out with the understanding that he has your back. He will never send you out on any type of call or any type of duty or anything without understanding that he has your back. Now, my former profession was law enforcement, and I had to go through a series of things before I was given authority to do anything. See, what God was doing was he was giving Moses authority to go and free his people. He didn't just throw him out there. He was giving him the authority to go, and I will be with you. So as me as going through what I had to go through, when I was given the authority, what I had was not only the authority, but I had the backing of the authority who gave me the authority. See, when God gave him the authority, he didn't say, just go. I'm giving you authority, and I have your back. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to take you, and I'm going to give you everything that you need to be able to make Pharaoh hear what he has to do. See, Pharaoh was going to fight it, and God knew that Pharaoh would fight him. God knew it. So he had to take Moses through a series of things. He had to take Moses to a point where Moses' faith was built up. See, what happens with us? See, God is going to send us out on different assignments. He's going to send us out for different callings that we have in our life. But sometimes, you know what God has to do? He has to build your faith. He's got to make you understand that not only am I sending you out, but I got your back, and you got to have faith to understand and know that I have your back. Amen? Pastor, I know I got a few more minutes, so I don't want you to send Sandman up here to pull me off. Let's go to Exodus 4 and 1. Hallelujah. Exodus 4 and 1. See, Moses had already questioned and wondered, did God, you know, God, why are you sending me? So in his essence, in his way of trying to get out of it, he asked more questions. And Moses answered, behold, they will not believe me or listen to and obey my voice. For they will say, the Lord has not appeared to you. And the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he did so. And it became a serpent. And divine power worn on the crown of the Moses and fled before it. Keep going. And the Lord said to Moses, put forth your hand and take it by the tail. And he stretched out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. This you shall do, said the Lord, that the elders may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has indeed appeared to you. Keep going. The Lord said also to him, put your hand in your bosom. He put his hand in his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous, white as snow. God said, put your hand into your bosom again. So he put his hand back in his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, it was restored as the rest of his flesh. See, God wasn't just trying to do parlor tricks. What God was doing was he was showing Moses who he was. At that time, God was showing Moses who he was so that Moses would understand that God had his back and his faith was being increased. See, sometimes for us, when God is going to send us out, we got to make sure that our faith is built up before we can start talking to someone else about their faith. We can't go out faithless and talk about faith to someone else. God sometimes takes us through things. He takes us through trials, and we go through those things. And every time we come out of it, we have a better understanding, a better knowledge, a better knowing that God is real. He is real in our lives. And because he is real in our lives, we know that we can do all things through him who strengthens us. Through him who strengthens us. So because I have faith in God, because I know who God is, and because you know who God is going to continue to give you a word. See, Moses was a stutterer. He was someone who had no faith in himself about going and speak to people. But God told him, I am in control of your mouth. Understanding that God is in control of my mouth. So when I go and speak to people, as I'm standing here right now, God is controlling this. He's going to give me the words to give to you. I know that God is giving me the words to give to you, that increases my faith. When I know that God is giving me the words to give to you, when I stand up here, I don't come up here out of fear. I come up here courageous. When we have an opportunity to go and speak to someone or pray for someone or deliver a word to someone, you go boldly because you know that God has your back. You know that you can go courageously because God is going to continue to give you everything that you need at that particular time. See, Moses was chosen not because he was a great speaker. Moses was chosen because God had already taken him through something. God had already foresaw everything that was happening in Moses' life. From the time that he was born, from the time he was placed in a basket, from the time he was placed on the river, from the time that he was rescued from the river by Pharaoh's only sister, God knew that was going to happen. See, God took him through all that so that when it was time for him, for God to send someone back to Pharaoh, he sent someone who knew the lay of the land. He sent somebody who had an understanding about how Pharaoh operates. He didn't just send anyone. He sent the right one. He sent the person that was going to go over there and be able to first astonish Pharaoh. Pharaoh looked at Moses and was like, Moses? See, us, God takes us through things. He cleanses us. He wipes away those other things that are happening in our lives. So when we go back, when it's time for us to go out, people look at us and be like, that is a miracle. That is a miracle. And he sends us to the places that we need to go to, that you are the only person who can touch the lives of the people in that situation at that particular time, because God knew that you would know the lay of the land. So he sends you. And when you go, you give God's word. You give God's encouragement. You work in God's strength. You work in the faith that God has given you. Because every time we go through something, every time God delivers from something, our faith is increased. Every time we go through something, every time that God delivers from something, faith builds upon more faith. We go from faith to faith. See, that's why it was so important for Moses to reach his hand into his bosom and pull it out and to see that it was leprous free. God had healed him. God had placed it there and God had healed him. Amen. So, trying to keep into pastor's time, and I see Carl over there pulling out the hook right now. We want to make sure, folks, as we walk in what God has for us, as we continue to do what God has for us to do, that we continue to walk in the faith that he has given us. We continue to look back at what God has brought you through each and every time for you to now be that person who's an overcomer. See, we overcome by that song, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. See, if you're not willing to give your testimony, some people are not going to see and understand how you overcame. We have to be willing to tell somebody what God has done for you. You got to be willing to tell somebody how God delivered you. See, you guys are looking at somebody right now whose life has been touched by God. See, I woke up this morning and I stood on the side of my bed, and the first thing I said to myself is, not that I believe today is going to be the best day of my life. I stood up and I said, I know today is going to be the best day of my life. Matter of fact, I stood up right now. I don't care what happens from this point forward. Today is the best day of my life. I know that. And there's nothing that anybody can tell me to make me believe anything different. There may be things that pop up as I leave here today. There may be things that pop up as I'm here today that would make me probably think that maybe today isn't, but I know today is. See, we have to speak to ourselves. We have to make sure that we speak prophetically to ourselves so that we know that when we walk out of here, when we get up every day, that today is going to be the best day, because this is the day God has made particularly for you. Particularly for you. So you walk in it. You walk boldly in your day. You walk courageously in your day. You walk in that full faith. You walk in understanding that whatever God brings, I'm prepared for. You know what? Everything that pops up, I got the hedge of protection around me. I got the angels over me, keeping me today. Every single day. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I say thank you. Thank you for every person that's in this room today. Thank you for the opportunity for me to be able to deliver and speak your word today, oh God. That 12-year-old boy, remember, take heed. Take heed to what you hear. As a matter of fact, take heed to what you say, because you never know. It may be a 12-year-old boy you're talking to. It may be a 12-year-old boy who has a lack of real understanding of what God, who God really is and what God can do. So make sure that when you are listening and you hear, that you pray about what you hear. And when, before you give something to someone else, you pray to make sure that you're giving them the word. That you are giving them the word. Because God's word is life-changing and is everlasting. Amen? So thank you and amen.
Praise the Lord.